I'd like to introduce Neil Dabosky, a member of the Michigan First Nation, located on Manitoulin Island. Neil has worked as a principal in Keshechuan, Wikwamekong, and Michigan First Nations. In 2018, Neil was awarded the prestigious Meritus Service Medal for his service supporting Indigenous education. We're happy to have him with us now to share a personal story about how, through trust and dialogue between school and family, a young boy's truth was transformed from being stupid to a confident learner.
I'm going to share a story with you about John and John Jr. John Jr. was a student of ours who was a bright little guy that just didn't come to school, and he hated school, and he was very forthcoming in telling his dad that fact, right? And his dad kind of sided with him. His dad felt bad for him and said, you know, it was okay. It's okay to not go to school, right? But this was causing a lot of trouble for us, because he wasn't a homeschooled kid. He was registered to attend, and we had to keep pushing it. And I called them in. I called dad in, and he said, you know what? He doesn't come to school because he hates it here. He told me he hates it here. And when dad asked him why, John Jr. said, it's because I'm stupid. I know I'm stupid. The teacher knows I'm stupid. And all my classmates know I'm stupid. He just said, you know what? If that's how he's going to feel, then you don't have to go. If that's how you're made to feel, then you don't have to go. And he keeps telling me he doesn't want to go. And we had a long discussion about truth, because the way I saw it is that he didn't validate his son, whose truth was, I feel stupid. And as soon as dad said, you're not, right, and don't say that, then John Jr. felt that even though it took a lot of bravery for him to share his truth and be honest about it, right, dad told him and didn't validate it and said, you know what? He told me the opposite. What, my truth is wrong. And our system doesn't make sense. And so I had a chat with dad about having that conversation again with John Jr. and saying, you know what, son? It's okay to feel that way for now, but we're going to change that together. You and I, and us in the school. We just have to figure out how. I remember looking at dad there, and I can still see his face and him sitting there and saying, right, I just invalidated my son's truth, and I'm going to change it, but I have no idea how to do that. And I said, well, you know what? I have an idea of how we could start. The issue for this little guy was a code related issue. And we missed the boat. We missed the boat in his skill development, because he was so good in language and could talk, you know, a mile a minute and have engaging conversations. He just couldn't break down words. And when I was able to explain that to dad, the feel-good part about keeping him home for the morning part of the day so that he could spend the day, you know, checking the nets and going out on the trap line and that was when we were teaching the code-related skills. And when we explained that to him and had that conversation, he's like, well, I'll just bring him to school on time. And I said, that's a great idea. But he was feeding into this love teaching, right? This unconditional seven grandfather teaching of love for his son and wanting to protect him from the harm he thought the school was inflicting on him on the early part of the day. When really, once we explained that that's actually contributing to his son's truth of feeling stupid, right, that it's making matters worse. And so once we understood where the problem through conversation and dialogue, once we had the trust there to have that conversation, then John Jr. started to come to school on time. And we started to identify the gaps where, you know, in code that were stumbling, causing this stumble. And we were able to pick off a need that we just didn't see in that little guy. Because his teachers, you know, just made the assumption that he's at the same spot in language that he is in code. And we fostered a relationship with a stakeholder there that made the ultimate difference in this little guy. But students feel like this in their classrooms. Students feel like this in our classrooms all the time. And it's a truth that they may never have the bravery, or be brave enough to share honestly.